Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, I want to talk about sharenting. And it's something really I'm quite passionate about. And do you think it's irresponsible parenting to share too much information about your children on social media? It's a new phenomenon called sharenting, which is defined as the overuse of social media by parents to share content based on their children, such as baby pictures or details of their children's activities, confirmations, communions, birthdays, all that kind of stuff. And it's related to the concept of too much information. That's what they say in inverted commas, too much information. In other words, we don't need all that. I read an interesting article today from a parenting blogger and a freelance writer who says that she has realised that she shared too much of her children's lives on social media. She said in her defence, her generation are the first to deal with the infancy of social media and her children, and it's somewhat acceptable these days to log on to any social media, be it Facebook or Twitter, to see a parent sharing a photo of their child having their first bath or out enjoying a day in the park with their parents. All the while, they have no choice in their photos being posted live on the internet. But today I want to know if you think it's irresponsible to share pictures of your children on social media. There was a case, interesting case actually, I think it was in Sweden, where a girl who was 19 years of age took her parents and Facebook to court for invading her privacy as a child by putting her pictures on social media. Now, that case is still ongoing from what I know. It's taken years to get there and it'll probably take another few years to be finished. But it could change the landscape completely and it may make it illegal for you to post pictures of minors or your children on social media. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't know the huge harm it's going to do to your child. I don't know whether it'll compromise your child in the future. I can't see where that would happen. People get worried about predators and paedophiles. Realistically, let's be honest, putting your child on Facebook is not going to entertain a paedophile, because if a paedophile really wants a picture of a child, I'm sure he can find it other ways on the internet. It doesn't have to go to your Facebook page. So I don't agree with all that kind of paranoia either. But the one thing I do agree with is I don't think it's the right thing to do. I don't think it's right to put pictures of your children, particularly young children, on Facebook. Or on Twitter, or on Snapchat, or Instagram, or any social media for that matter, unless they're of an age where they believe, where you believe they have no issue with it. So when they get to about 14 or 15 years of age, and you say, oh look, I'm just going to put this picture up of you and your mates there in school, is that okay? And they go, yeah man, that's fine. That's okay, because they then know what you're doing, and they're of a reasonable age where they understand what you're doing. But to put pictures of your children, you know, from the age of zero up to about, say, 12 years of age on social media, I think as a parent, I think it's irresponsible. Now, maybe you disagree with me. It's called sharenting. So, do you think there's anything wrong with parents sharing pictures on social media of their children's achievements? Now, when we say children, we are talking about young children. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, you can WhatsApp or you can text. It's 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. Free text, free WhatsApp. You can do that now. Bernie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Bernie?
Hi, Niall. How are you today?
Am I mad, Bernie, saying that I believe it's a little bit OTT or irresponsible?
I think it's gone a bit OTT. I have to say, when I got my grandkids, I was on Facebook at the time, not anymore. And I thought it was nice to share with other members of my family. But, I mean, my daughter said to me, Mom, why are you doing that? I don't want that photo. And I was mortified because I never thought of the implications or the ramifications of it.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a child, my mom took a picture of me with chicken pox. And it was black and white with the white, calamine notion parked up on it.
I know, I remember those days. I had three children in a row with chickenpox. It lasted about 5 weeks in the house. It was terrible.
And then your lasting memory of yourself as a 2-year-old is this picture of yourself with chickenpox. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I think we have, this is for us, this is our children. You know, we want to keep those moments precious for them. It's not to be shared with the world. That's my opinion, you know.
Yeah, so do you think there's any harm in it? Because, I mean, are we invading their privacy? I mean, maybe that's a bit snowflakey, but are we invading their privacy in some way?
Well, I feel eventually we are.
Or compromising, you know, it, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, somebody can track back maybe when they're teenagers and say, oh, your granny put up a picture of you when you were 2 naked out of the sea. You know, we don't know where it's going to go, you know?
Yeah, sitting in a little pool out the back garden during the summer when you're 3 years of age in the nip, you know what I mean, or whatever.
Yeah, and like, I mean, they're all, but you know how self-conscious you are as a teenager, then somebody can pull up a picture of you from somebody's page. I just think it's too much openness now. I think to preserve our children and keep them, you know, as innocent as we can without
See, it's only this is only starting to matter now because Facebook is around probably what? Probably
about
15
10
years.
Or 11 years.
Oh, no, it's more. I think it's about 15 years now. I've got to lean to check for a second, but I think it's about 15 years, right? So realistically, it's only starting to affect children now because children are now getting to become teenagers who would have been kids when we went on Facebook first. Yeah. You know what I mean? So now it's only starting to start to affect people that their lives have already been on social media before they get to a point where they're even on social media themselves.
Yeah. So, I mean, where does the GDPR and all that stand
well,
now?
Well, I would imagine, and we have kind of strict rules in this country on GDPR, but the GDPR doesn't seem to matter to Facebook. By the way, yeah, 13 years Facebook is around. 13 years is just a year there. 2006.
Okay, but, right.
Well, hold on a second, because Tina, you have a kind of different view on this. You don't believe it's that irresponsible or shocking.
No, I don't.
No.
I mean, people love looking at pictures of cute babies and cute kids and... actually, one of my friends actually caught her baby's first laugh on while she was playing with her on Instagram. And it was so endearing to see my friend's reaction to the baby's first laugh. It was just beautiful. But I do, to use the word that you just used, I do think it's very snowflakey. We're getting everything. It's, oh, you can't do that, you can't do that. What if, what if? I have friends that don't live in the country that have had babies, and I love seeing the pictures of them.
But can they not email
them
to you?
Send them to me on private message. But, you know, I mean, really? Are you going to sit there emailing 30 people pictures?
Well, set up a WhatsApp group.
I'm not talking about babies in the bath and running around in the nip. I'm talking about a picture of a baby sitting up on a pram smiling. Whatever. I hope to God when I have grandchildren that my daughter won't be like that and say, Mam, you're not to post them up.
And would you know, okay, so when your daughter has grandchildren, if indeed she does, right, and, you know, you have a few pictures that you take at your house when they come over to visit, we're predicting into the future here, by the way, if your daughter's listening, no pressure. All right. And don't be saying
she's
that.
She's my only daughter now, so to give me kids, so she is under a lot of pressure.
Oh, that's, see, we already talked about the pressure that's been put on young girls the other day, actually, right? But in any case, so let's say those future children, if that's the case, come over to your house and you take a few snaps of them running around the back garden. I'm not saying in the nip now or anything like that, but running around the back garden or one of them smiling with an ice cream all over her face or a dirty little face on her, as you know, those kind of funny moments.
Yeah.
And you put it up on Facebook and your daughter comes over and says, Mam, I prefer if you had asked me to do that first. I don't like that photograph.
Well, I would obviously clear her with her ever before I put anything up. So, well, what's your opinion? Am I allowed to put pictures of my grandchild on Facebook? But
and would you be a bit miffed if she said, I'd rather you didn't?
I wouldn't be miffed. No, I wouldn't be miffed. That's a bit over the top. I'd kind of go, oh, Jesus, what's the harm like? Do you know what I mean? But I would respect her wishes completely and totally. Yeah, you know, I mean, I do have friends that don't like that, and I would never post. I mean, even to the sense, if I go to a wedding, I would never post a picture of the bride until the bride posts.
Well, I think that that's kind of,
you know what I mean.
Particularly nowadays,
I have a little bit of Facebook etiquette or whatever. I don't believe it's free for all. That's my page. I'll put what I like up. If it involves other people, you've got to have a bit of respect for them. Absolutely. But I don't see the harm. I mean...
Well, hang on, because Bernie, there you go. I mean, Tina says she doesn't see the harm in it. It's innocent enough stuff.
No, because of WhatsApp and that, I've kind of changed over just to share them with my family.
In a group.
Inadvertently, I'll be honest, when I was on Facebook, I had friends who I used to work with in you know, different parts of the country. We'd all moved on, and I thought if by doing it, I was sharing it, and I was saying, you know, had them, you know, the kids today, wonderful, whatever I would say. But I could see what my daughter said to me then. She said, Mom, like, I don't know these people really well, like you did. You worked with them. I didn't. And so I felt kind of bad then. I said, oh, sugar, I should have ran it by her. I obviously didn't. Because in the minute of the moment, you think, oh, I'd like to show so-and-so and I used to work with in Cork or Kerry or whatever. Oh, this is my grandkids now or whatever. And it wasn't until she pointed it out to me, I realised that I was being, you know, a bit stupid. So I stopped.
I mean, the pictures, I mean, I know I mentioned earlier on that I'm not too concerned about the whole, everybody gets all worked up about the whole man in the white van and the predators and paedophiles. But you can, I suppose, Tina, you can compromise the child.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there are weirders in the world. There's no doubt about it, right? And we've heard of children's pictures ending up on weird sites because weirdos have got them online. So, you know, and if that strangely did happen, which it did happen in Cork, actually.
It's on hold.
There was a case in Cork. Were you there? Still there, Tina? did she put us on hold? The cheek of her.
The thing I find is that you know, we don't know who you're sharing. You know your friend, but you don't know who they have in their group, you see? So that's why I'm very unsure. So rather safe than sorry is not to do it.
Tina, did you put us on hold?
I did, by accident.
I'm just going to say, I've never been put on hold live on the air before.
Oh, sorry, Niall.
Oh, geez.
Excuse me, Niall, I've somebody more important to talk to, could you?
Karen, I didn't want to put you on hands free.
But Tina, what would happen in a worst case scenario? I mean, it did happen in Cork. Wasn't there a young girl who was ended up on some site, some web dodgy website? And I know there was charges brought against somebody for that. But what would happen if one of those pictures was compromised? So wouldn't you feel terrible? You know what I mean?
I mean, what? I look at, and maybe I'm just pure ignorance on it. I mean, if you have a picture of a head and shoulders of a baby with a big smiley face on it.
But yeah, but that's too bad. But people are putting their, there are some people, you might not be too bad at it, Tina, but there are people out there, and I see some of their Facebook pages, and they're putting up what they have for dinner and what their kids are having for dinner.
I'm not that bad,
but you know what I mean?
I do have a friend in the UK that doesn't call it Facebook. He calls it Tina's World.
Right.
Because I do put a lot of stuff up on Facebook. No, I don't put personal stuff up. I was at Pink last night and I threw
up. Did you have a good night?
It was amazing.
Yeah, now Helena's head just popped up over the glass there because she really wanted to go to that gig and she couldn't get tickets for it.
Oh, it was amazing. I'm sorry, Helena, but if you had FOMO, you were dead right to have it.
Well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Paul as well. Paul, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Paul?
Hi, Noel. How's it going?
Good, Paul. How's things?
Not bad.
But Paul, is there anything wrong with putting your kids on social media?
You see, what people don't realise, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with carbon footprint.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Now we're leaving a web footprint with everything that we do, as you know, because it goes up into no matter what you do online.
Into the cloud.
It goes into that cloud, right? Yeah. I love the technology, but I don't do social media now. If I'm sending stuff, you know, my granddaughter was, her birthday was on last Sunday. We had a party in my son's house. And the only people that got the photographs that we took were the people on my WhatsApp group, which are strictly family.
Right.
And that's the way we have a WhatsApp group. And they're the only people that get the photographs. We kind of try and keep it within the family. And you see, it even boils down to in years to come, you know, employers now, Niall, and you're dealing with the public all the time, and employers now are looking at profiles, people's profiles on Facebook before they even employ them. And as you said yourself, just people putting up all kinds of stuff, like what I had for my dinner, or, you know, I'm going on holidays. Oh, brilliant.
I had a row with my husband, you know what,
yeah,
you know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I'm going on holidays to Lanzarote for 2 weeks. Oh, brilliant. The house is empty. Let's break in.
Mm.
They just do not realise what they're putting up for the world.
See a picture today of a kid coming out of his school at the school gates, his little school bag on his back. He was about 7 or 8 years of age and he was finishing his first year in school. And I said, okay, it seems innocent enough, but there you've got the kid. You've also got the school in the background, so we know what school he goes to.
Exactly.
And there was an interesting documentary a while ago where they had one of these guys who was, you know, a technophobe, and he could figure out from the picture where the location of the picture was taken, what school it was, the name of the child, who his relations were, where he goes on holidays, when is the best time to get him alone, all from one or two pictures that were put up on the internet. Now, I know that's to the extreme, but you are right, there is a footprint of information there.
Yeah, no, definitely, as I said, and that's the worrying part. And, you know, I still, and I'm sure you possibly would agree with me, although we're maybe 15, 20 years into social media, into now using the internet, but it's still only in its infancy. Do you know what I mean? It really, really is.
Oh, Facebook is changing all the time and they're updating it all the time.
I'm going to have to go. I don't want to put you on hold again.
No, don't put me on hold again. See you, Tina. Have a good, lovely day. But I know I do understand what you're saying, Paul. And I think I worry about the future because, as I mentioned earlier on, you wouldn't have 20 years ago, before we had Bebo and MySpace and Facebook and everything else that we have now, you wouldn't have taken a picture of your child and walked out into a park and put it up on a tree.
No.
But that's essentially what we're doing now and we think it's okay.
And as I said, as I said, it goes up into the cloud, and you know, there's people. I've never been trained in IT, but I know how to use Word and Excel and stuff. I know how to go, you know. But there's people out there who are absolute geniuses and can just go into someone's computer, or maybe even go into their own computer, and start looking at stuff and finding stuff and hacking into stuff. And there's people that just sit around all day doing this. Mm-hmm. You saw, I think, Vodafone network completely went down last week all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was hacked into.
There was a case in the UK last week. Didn't somebody hack into, oh, I can't remember what it was, but he got two or three years in jail. Now, he was only a teenager. He was 17 or 18 years of age, and he hacked into some big network. But he was brought to court last week and he got 2 or 3 years in jail. Yeah. And hacking is a big problem now, you know, and people's information being compromised. On a regular basis, we'll get a news story where a laptop has been stolen from a car from a certain company and people's information is on it. And, you know, so we do have to be careful and we have to be aware that information can be compromised.
And I have to be honest, Noel, particularly in light of what's gone on in the last couple of weeks, that trial and stuff that went on, you know, I have, like yourself, I have, you know, my daughters when they were teenagers and stuff, Facebook came out first and Bebo and that.
Mm.
And don't get me wrong, this is not against feminists in any way, but teenage girls, as you know, they can be so bitchy and so hurtful.
To each other, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Girls in particular now, you know what I mean?
I think girls are probably more guilty of the social media bullying against each other, particularly about body image and stuff like that. I think girls are certainly guilty of that. I think boys tend to do it physically together when they're in school. In other words, they knock spots off each other. But I think girls can be more, certainly worse when it comes to that kind of psychological stuff.
No, I've been challenged because I'm not, as I said, the only social media that I do is within my family on WhatsApp, and people have said to me, why aren't you on Facebook? Why aren't you on Instagram?
The only thing I do is I do Twitter, but purely because it's a radio show and I'm meant to be doing it. But I like Facebook, the only Facebook that we do is the show. My own Facebook page, I'll post a picture maybe of myself, my partner, I've had a gig maybe once every 3 or 4 months. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't post pictures of my children.
Now my advice to people is as I said, and I really stand over this, you know, this technology is still in its infancy. My advice is just be careful. Just really, really be careful with what you post.
087-188-0008. Is it irresponsible to be a sharenter? Is that now a word as well? If you're sharenting, you must be a sharenter. In other words, you're sharing pictures of your young children. I mean, you're not getting their permission to do it. I understand they're your children and you have a right to do whatever you want to do within reason, as long as it doesn't harm them. But it could harm them later in life because you are doing it and you're breaching their privacy. And you're saying, Niall, you're getting all snowflakey on us. I'm not, but I'm just being logical here. I don't do it and I cringe sometimes at some of the photographs I see of other people's children on social media. I say, are they thinking at all when they're doing this? Because the child has to see that for the rest of their life. Liz, you're on Classic Kids. Hey, then, Liz.
Hi, now.
Liz, is there something wrong with it?
I think so. But it was one of your callers previously that caught me when she was saying, like, a friend caught a baby forced laugh and sharing it on Instagram. And I find it kind of sad that so many parents are basically wearing their kids to a camera lens.
You've got a really good point, yeah.
Like, she got a baby's forced laugh on camera, and that's great, but she didn't get to really enjoy the moment. Because
she was so busy trying to video it.
Yeah. And I find that kind of a sad aspect. As you said, when you look at the extremes and all, I do think it's irresponsible. I don't see sense in it.
And you're right, because I remember going on holidays many years ago, the first time I think I went to America. And at the time, video cameras were only out. And do you remember the ones where you had to look into the little viewfinder?
Yeah, okay. The eyepiece.
Yeah. And I think I saw everything on that holiday through an eyepiece.
Yeah, through a camera lens, so you didn't really get to experience anything with the kids. Like, and I think it's the same nowadays. Like, so many parents are experiencing their kids growing up through a camera lens because they want to share it with the world. And I really don't see the point in sharing it with the world.
And do you think people kind of get off on that somehow, showing other people? I suppose it is nice, but it is exciting for people. You know, when they do the child as a first walk or first laugh or first burp or whatever, first time they talk. I mean, I know it's exciting for people and they want to tell people about it because for a mum or for a dad and their new baby, their first baby in particular, that can be exciting. But you think it's kind of wrong to prioritise that in some way?
Yeah, to prioritise basically documenting their every moment when it's like living the moment.
Mm.
Experience them things with your kids. Do you know what I mean? Instead of having to look back through your camera and all the videos you took of them to try to remember what it was like when that happened.
And what do you think of people who put, say, pictures of their 8-year-old up on Facebook?
I don't see the sense. Like, I can understand, like, I have nieces and nephews that live abroad. I have one nephew that has 2 kids and he lives abroad, so we don't get to see them. But they put them up on social media. And personally, I think it'd be easier to just send us a private message.
But stay there, because very quickly I want to go to Jason before the news. Jason, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jason?
Hey, Noel.
Well, Jason, you went one step further and you set up a profile for your 8-year-old because
When he was born, I made a profile in his name.
On Facebook?
Yeah, to do exactly what that lady is saying we shouldn't do, which was to document things for him all through his life. Now, I am living the moment. I'm not one of these that post up, oh, look, he had a chocolate ice cream. Oh, he had this or he had that. I put up milestones. I also send the profile private messages. It's a diary for himself. So when he's old enough, he can take over it.
And how many friends has he got on his profile?
Just family only. Nothing to do. I wouldn't let anybody that's not his friends on it.
Right.
Family only. So, and it's a closed profile. So, you know, outsiders wouldn't be able to see it.
But those family can share those pictures.
Well, they can, obviously, but they're trusted people. And they'd have no reason to. And if I ever caught them, they'd be sorry. But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm saying is, I document the things like milestones. I also send them private messages. Like, I was looking back at over there the other day for messages when he was 1 and when he was 2, when he was 3. Me and his ma split up. I'm a single dad. You know, I've had custody of him since he's 2. And basically, I'm saying things like, oh, I called out and I brought you here. When I was collecting them from his mass, I called out and I brought you here. We brought you to the Sword Shopping Centre. You love going around on the train in the shopping centre. You know, things like that. There's videos
and do you think he'll thank you for that when he's 18 years of age?
Yeah, I don't think he'll have a problem with it. If you have a problem with it, just click delete on it. There you go. You know,
and it's
you
gone.
Don't like that photo, delete it. But I think he will. I think it'll be something for him to look back on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sending some of the private messages to him. If I'm not around when you're reading this, you know, I just want you to be happy, stuff like that.
Are you setting your child up to be on social media? In other words, I would rather my children were never on social media, right?
No, he won't be on social media himself till he's about 16, 17.
Yeah, but you've already set up a profile for him. You've already led the way, haven't you?
Yeah, but until he's 18, he's in my, whether he likes it or not, he's in my control until he's 18.
Well, you're having a laugh, aren't you, Jason?
No,
I have 3 kids. You're delusional. You're absolutely delusional.
I'm not delusional. Listen, Noel, I'm not delusional.
You're telling me till he's 18 years of age, you're not going to let him have, or 16 even years of age, you're not going to let him have a Facebook page?
Well, I don't think Facebook is even, I don't think the kids are on Facebook these days.
Instagram and Twitter, whatever.
I will teach him to be responsible. He can have a social media.
Let's see how that works out for you. And I'm not having a laugh at you, Jason. I'm just saying, let's see how that works out for you.
Well, I believe in, you know, it's in the parenting. And if you start young enough, it's in the parenting. He'll be taught respect. He already respects. He has his pleases, his thank yous, your welcomes, stuff like that. He has respect for other people. You know, he's polite. He'll get up on the loose. If we're on the loose, he'll get up and let someone sit down, stuff like that. It's in the rearing, and I believe the parents should be responsible for stuff like that.
I'm looking at all the texts coming in, people saying that there's a little bit of hypocrisy here, right?
Okay.
On one hand, you're saying that, and I don't doubt for a minute that you're very protective over your child and you'll be very strict in the raising of your child. But on the other hand, people are suggesting that it's kind of irresponsible to set up a social media. Like, if you really wanted a diary, why not a physical diary? Take a few pictures, get them printed out, put them into a little diary and give it to him when he's 16.
Because we live in the 21st century, first of all. But listen, I defy any single one of those people that sent in that text message to tell me how it is dangerous for me to put a picture of my son up on...
Well, no, leaving aside the dangerous part.
How is it dangerous?
Okay, leaving aside those very strange moments where, you know, weirdos get hold of pictures and put them onto dodgy websites, right? Leaving aside that, okay, because the chances of that happening are probably very slim, right? And, you know, these determined paedophiles, I'm sure, can go somewhere else and get photographs if they really not need them, right? What you're doing is, it is somewhat a breach of your child's privacy. As you rightly said, and somebody said before you, actually, Paul, I think said before you, everything that you put on social media, no matter whether it's a small group of people or friends that you know, those pictures still go into the cloud. So they're there forever.
Yeah.
You can never delete them. They're there forever. So they're always accessible by somebody. And, you know, you say you trust your the friends that are added that page as a friend and you trust them. And that's fine. What happens if you fall out with them? What happens if you become distant from them?
What? And suddenly they're going to start sharing pictures of the kid?
No, I'm not saying they know about your child. What happens? And what happens if... I just believe that in some way your child's privacy is compromised.
How? Where's the danger? There's a picture of Mjolnir when he's eight. Like, he's 18 now, so there's a picture of him when you were eight. What's the harm? What's going to happen?
Well, stay there, because Anthony, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Anthony?
Hi, Niall. How are things?
Your motto is stay off social media, simple as.
Yeah, full stop. Boy. Text or email.
I like you, Anthony. I listen to you a lot on the show. Don't do this to me now. I like you.
Yeah, well, I like you as well.
Ah, stop, lads. This is not a love-in.
Let's have a love-in.
Can we get a selfie and put it up on Facebook?
I'd be worried about you because
Anthony, you're on social media, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Are you not?
No,
you live in the Aran Islands. Where
Anthony, are you not on social media?
No. No,
well, there's some
did.
Bloody guy on Twitter named Anthony, and for years I've been convinced it's you, and I've been having a go at him, thinking it was you.
Butcher, I was Mark for years as well. Butcher, anyway, we'll forget about that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not in the Aran Islands, even though some people might consider Cork the Aran Islands. But, no, what I'm worried about is that we're going down kind of like the American route, and what I'd be worried about for you with data protection and stuff like that,
yeah.
What's going to happen if your son hits 18 and, like Niles rightly said, you had a falling out with him or whatever, and he's going to bring you to court and we'll have a Judge Judy in 20 years' time, an Irish version of Judge Judy, and Jason's father put up pictures of him from the day he was 1 year of age. And now he's suing him for breaching his data protection and his privacy rights.
Never anything compromising, first of all. And second of all, it's Facebook and the cloud, as Niall quite rightly said, that's retaining the data. So GDPR is data retention. That's not me retaining
it. Yeah, but there is a case. Now, I haven't seen the result of the case yet.
In Switzerland, you were saying.
Yeah, I think it's in Sweden or Switzerland, where a girl who's now kind of 20 or whatever is taking her parents and Facebook to court.
Yeah.
But now there's nothing compromising, just putting pictures of her when she was a child on Facebook.
Yeah, a point of law, I'd say.
I mean, Jason, I'm not 80 years of age or anything like that, but my father died when I was in my 20s and my mother died there about 10 years ago.
Right.
And I just, we were going through the stuff, you know, going through the family stuff and the photographs, and I saw photographs, I saw a photograph of me when I was a baby, and I said, it looked like fucking Babyzilla. Excuse my language.
Watch your language,
please. It looks like Babyzilla or something on the beach. And I just got rid of those photographs and burnt the ones I didn't want people to see, and so did the rest of my family.
Well, okay, so if you were self-conscious about the way you were years ago, I mean, I wouldn't. You should look at that now, unless you're still like Babyzilla. Are you? You know what I mean?
No, adultzilla now, more like.
Well, you shouldn't be. That's not harmful. That's not. You know, that's your thoughts on that. You didn't feel comfortable with that, and you got rid of the photo. But having it on social media, most youngsters sees a picture on Facebook and goes, "Ah, Dad, what did you put that up for?" I say, "Well, there you go. Press delete. It's gone."
It's not gone.
It is
gone. It's not gone. You just said yourself it's there forever up in the clouds, and it is.
Yeah, it's just hidden. I don't believe it's gone. I don't. Do you? Well, here's the thing, Jason. Do you trust Facebook?
Do I trust Facebook?
Yeah.
I couldn't care less, to be honest with you.
You have to care. It's your child.
No, listen. I don't put anything up compromising about him. I don't put up him in the back.
Well, your idea, of course. Wrong. But your idea of compromise and Anthony's idea are two different things. Anthony, to him, being compromised is a picture he's not quite proud of when he was younger.
Right, pictures of my son that I have. I'll go through what I have up on my son on Facebook, right? I have, he's on the train out in Sword Shopping Centre at 2 years of age. He's on the train, choo-choo, and I'm on the bleeding thing with him, going around the Sword Shopping Centre. Yeah, they're all the you paid the 2 euros.
I know the train upstairs.
You know the train, right? That.
He makes a few quid, that fella, on the train.
Yeah, right. Now, he makes a nice few quid. And there's also pictures of him, say, out in the park playing football. You know, stuff like that. He's running around, he's playing, he's laughing, he's in, say, Talent Adventure World. They bring him out there, he's playing on that. He's coming down the slide. Stuff like
Jason,
that.
That's all how you're looking at things. How do you think he's going to look at it at 18? You're making up your
say,
mind.
He's going to say,
there's
me as a kid. Would you stop? Not at all.
How do you know he's going to say, there's
one,
me as a kid? I'm delighted.
One, he's not a babyzilla, first of all, right? Two, two, he's I just know he's not.
I mean, Jason, I just worry in general about social media. I hate social
media.
Too
much worrying going on in
I actually hate social media, but I have no choice because of the type of job I'm in that I have to be involved in it because obviously I'm doing it to generate clicks and likes because we have Jane Lore figures that come out for radio ratings. Yeah. It's for, I mean, people often say, oh, you're only doing that for ratings. I'm going, but why? That's my job. You know,
I don't put things up for likes, though, by the way. Yeah, as I said, mine is purely a diary.
No, we do. And I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to ignore the fact that we do things. And people say, you know, oh, if you had such and such as a guest and an interview on the show, you just did that for ratings. Of course I did it for ratings. That's what we do.
Jason, I have to put you up on something there that you just said. Right, you put it up as a diary.
Yeah.
You'll find that generally, if you look it up,
diaries
people write their own diaries. People don't write other people's diaries.
Okay.
They might write biographies, but
you wouldn't. I mean, years ago, you wouldn't have wrote in your diary and hung it in the middle of a park or something. You know what I mean?
I used the wrong word, diary. Then biography. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, I wish the best of luck. Maybe I should. We could exchange phone numbers and have a drink together sometime.
When he's on now without something, I'm not going to agree with him. I'm going to send in a nasty.
And I'm not going to agree with you either.
See you, lads. Agree to disagree. Have a wonderful day, Jason and Anthony. All right. Now, lots of people, by the way, texting in. The general consensus seems to be it's probably not such a good idea, and I'm glad in some sense that I see there's a shift towards not putting up your children's pictures and not putting up your dinner on Facebook. Facebook, certainly its popularity has gone down in the last 2 years. Well, they've more competition now and they've bought their competition anyway, so it makes no difference. But you can see Instagram has become more popular with young people. Snapchat was the thing. It's still reasonably popular, but more kids have moved to Instagram now, which is just pictures, not comments, which can be dangerous as well. But I will say to you that social media could have a huge effect on our children in the future, because rightly so, as somebody pointed out earlier on, when your child goes for a job interview, the first thing the potential employer might do is search for them on Facebook. And I can tell you, from the media point of view, it is very useful for us in all the wrong ways sometimes, that if we're looking, if we see a story about a particular individual that may be a negative story in the paper, and we want to run that story and we want to try and get that person on the show, before we would have no hope of trying to find that person. Now all we got to do is look at Facebook and we can message them on Facebook. We can find their name. So it's made it easier for the media, for people to get in touch with you. You're not as isolated and as insulated as you used to be and protected as you used to be.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.